It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. What's hot this morning, Randy?
You know, it's starting to sound like a broken record, as I think this seems like it's, quite a few weeks in a row, but cattle continue to be the bright spot in the marketplace as, you know, live cattle are now back up testing contract highs. Feeder cattle hit all-time new contract highs here on Friday on their close. And we also see gold continue to trade to new all-time contract highs. So those are really the three markets that continue to be the bright spot as far as the marketplace is concerned.
Everything else pretty much in the not hot category, huh?
You know, pretty much. I mean, you know, corn is sitting at the bottom end to moderate levels, trying to make a little bit of recovery. Strong demand is helping that. But the concern of, you know, where the acres are going to fall and tariffs, kind of you're keeping a lid on the ability for corn to push much. Soybeans, of course, we're seeing a good crop come out of South America. That's keeping pressure in on the soybeans. Wheat is the one market that is trying to kind of divorce itself from the corn and the soybeans and trying to push higher. Of course, we've got some issues down on the southern plains. We're dry. They're looking at some, you know, windy weather and the wheat is coming out of dormancy. So we're looking at the possibility of seeing some poorer conditions because of weather influence on the southern plains. But wheat is the one that is probably in the middle of its range, trying to break out. You know, it's in both right now, but it is trying to get into the upper end of its ranges.
Can wheat lead the other grains out, do you think, or not?
You know, this time of year it can. I mean, you know, we're looking at spring wheat planting coming up, and we're looking at winter wheat conditions, you know, the winter wheat coming out of dormancy. So wheat could be the leader. You know, if we get a little bit of extra demand, you know, get our exports to start to pick up, wheat could take over and pull the other markets, you know. Going in the spring here, anything can happen, and we do need to see some little bit of weather premium or some sort of uncertainty premium work back into these grains, because right now we have none.
All right. Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.